Before a family would move to Copper Harbor, I would suggest doing some research, knowing what is involved in moving to Copper Harbor, so understanding the geography, understanding the isolation that Copper Harbor has, and also understanding the weather, and having an awareness of the economic stop in the winter times. So anybody who plans on moving to a place like Copper Harbor should definitely have a home lined up, a house, and a job that is reliable year round.
Thank you. And welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, featuring Copper Harbor from the inside and the power of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it's great to be here. We are actually in the studio today, and the power just went out, and my guest was thinking, oh, maybe I'm off the hook. But no, we can do this with no power, no internet, so that's pretty cool. Today's guest grew up in the Keweenaw and moved back decades later with her family. She's been with them here for 2 years and has moved in Copper Harbor 9 times. She's done a lot up here, but thankfully she just took the teaching position at the Copper Harbor one-room schoolhouse and beams when she talks about it. Please welcome the amazing Amy Borey. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amy. Do you want to talk about growing up in the Keweenaw?
Sure. So I grew up in Calumet, so that's about 36 miles away from Copper Harbor, and I went to school there from kindergarten onward. When I was an older teenager, I did go study abroad, and I came back, and pretty much straight away I joined the military, and I never came back after that until about 2 years ago, and I took my family up here for the first time, and we were kind of going through some rough times due to COVID mostly, and so I thought maybe this would be a good place to try to reset my life. So the last 2 years has been quite a journey in resetting my life.
Wow, yeah. And so what really took you out of the Keweenaw to begin with? Was it the military or that study abroad? What kind of made you get out of here?
No, growing up here, I always kind of felt isolated, even in a town, growing up in a town like Calumet. And it's a small town by comparison to nearly all others, I think.
Yeah.
But even growing up in town here, I always felt really isolated and locked in during the winters. And so as soon as I was old enough to leave, I really couldn't wait to kind of get out and experience life other places.
Yeah. So where did you go abroad when you first left?
So I went to school in Germany, and I did some high school study abroad in Germany. And when I came back, I went to Tech for a year, and then 9/11 happened, and that's when I felt compelled to join the military.
Wow. So what branch of the military did you join?
I was in the Marine Corps for 12 years and the Navy for 2 years. So that took me far and wide across the world.
Wow. So you really got out of the Keweenaw and you really got to see some things.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. And that's where you met your husband, correct?
Yes, at Camp Johnson in North Carolina. So a kind of a little brother to Camp Lejeune.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then you came back for your family for a reset. And at the beginning in your intro, I briefly mentioned that you had to move 9 times since moving in Copper Harbor. I remember you telling me that even if it's last minute, you always find a way to stay. Can you tell us why it's so important for you and your family to be here?
Well, this is the first time since leaving the military that I've felt like I belonged somewhere and that I've been able to connect to other people emotionally and mentally. I haven't felt that sense of belonging that I feel here since leaving the kind of the military community. So that was really important to me, and I felt like I've really made some close friends here, and my kids are thriving, and they have close friends, and we just really felt like this was where we belonged.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you can feel that sense here, because I think most people do, and I'm glad that you got reunited with that sense in yourself and your family. That's so great.
Yeah.
So overall, how has the seasonal moving experience made you feel about the state of Copper Harbor?
Honestly, I've felt a lot of hopelessness over the past 2 years. Our main struggles were finding stable housing, also having stable jobs. So until I began teaching, I haven't had a job with any kind of health benefits or even year-round security.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why my husband isn't here. He had to leave the area in order to find a job that would pay us year-round and provide the benefits we need to raise kids.
Wow. That's a lot of sacrifice for your family, I feel like, but you're still doing it. So you and your kids are here, and your husband is making some bacon, doing something else.
He brings home the bacon. He sends it home.
Wow.
And I cook it. So,
wow.
But we're making it work, because this is where the kids need to be right now for them to grow and for them to be happy. This is where they need to be.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I just think you're such a great mom for making that such a priority. I just want to commend you.
Thank
on
you.
That. Yes. How do you feel the community has been while you guys are here? Has the community been supportive?
The community has been amazing.
Oh, good.
The community, I feel so supported by the community. I feel valued by the community because of the efforts that people have taken in order to try to help us out and make it possible for us to stay, whether that's providing jobs or going out of their way to find housing. I've really had the support of the community. I've had the support of my friends, and that means so much to me.
That really helps you feel like you do fit in then, and wow, that's so great. And now you have a place to live for hopefully as long as you want. How does that make you feel?
I so, Miss Amanda, thank you. Yes, I have a place to live.
Yay.
So this is the first time that I have even started decorating my home, because this is the first time that I feel like I have a home. Up until now, everything has been temporary. A few months here, a few months there. We didn't even unpack all the way. This is the first time we've really unpacked all our stuff, that we're bringing our other belongings up from Ohio, where we previously lived. And this is the first time that I've taken care to even put a picture on the wall or, you know, put my favorite lamp out. This is the first time that I feel like we have a home. This is home, finally.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Do you mind if I tell our listener that you moved into my house?
Oh, hey, listeners. I moved into Miss Amanda's house.
And I think this is really important, because if you couldn't hear it in Amy's voice, she is so excited to have year-round housing in Copper Harbor. And I know in the last podcast, I mentioned that I no longer live in Copper Harbor. I had to go by my little guy's school. It's just so much easier for him. But the dynamic shift of that with me relocating and leaving my house open, my priority was to be able to get someone in who really wants to make this their home and whose heart is here and who works hard. And the Borey family has always been so sweet to Brady and me. And I'm just so glad that we get to share in this way. So it's It's really awesome.
Yeah, this means a lot. I can't even express in words. Verbally, there's nothing that I can do to really describe how grateful I am and how much this means to me and how touched I am at the things that you have done for our family. Aww. And the things that, you know, up until this point, everybody else has mm-hmm. also done for our family. This is, it just means a lot.
Oh, I believe it. And I'm excited because Brady and I both love your family, and I was hoping you could stay. But you turned it now into something even more magical. You stepped up to be the teacher at the one-room schoolhouse after the position became vacant. I mean, not only did you save the families with kids, you saved the entire township. And you love it. What does this mean to you?
Well, you know, I even stepping into this position teaching, I feel like I'm doing something that I was always meant to do. Mm. The level of satisfaction that I have with my life right now has, I've never had this level of satisfaction.
Wow.
I feel fulfilled. I feel like I'm contributing in a meaningful way to those that have contributed to me. Mm. And the only thing that could make this better for me is if my husband could be here too.
Mm. But you guys are working on that, right?
We're working on it. Someday. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be here. It'll get here. But for the time being, we're doing what we need to do, you know, to keep afloat.
Mm. Well, yeah, I hope that he gets here someday. Reunite that beautiful family. Oh, yeah. So going back to the school, I know that you and a few others who are involved there put countless hours in revamping it before the first day. What was the big motivation behind that change?
The one-room schoolhouse in Copper Harbor is a really special entity. Mm. It's one of the last remaining things of its kind. Not just schools of its kind, but it's really part of the community mm. in a special way. So a lot of people who are here, who are now well into their lives, who own businesses or who are retired, they went to the one-room schoolhouse. Mm. And they're pioneers, students at the one-room schoolhouse. And it has really, knowing that, I know that the one-room schoolhouse has created this sense of community that I feel and that is so valuable to me. Mm. In this way, all these people were raised up by the school and they have turned into wonderful, loving, caring people. Mm. And I would love to see that persist.
Thank you. How many kids are at the school now?
Oh, well, we've got a huge influx this year.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
We have seven.
Seven, yes. Where are all these kids coming from?
They're from Copper Harbor. Mm-hmm. So everybody who goes to the school is local. But we have a couple students who come for the fall and mm. then they'll leave and go to their wintertime mm. states. And we have a few that stay year-round. So in the spring, we'll get a couple more back who will come for the summer and then stay with us through the fall.
Cool. That's awesome. Because we need that schoolhouse to keep on going.
Yeah.
It's important. How is the school year going for everyone so far?
Well, you know, we had our 23rd day of school on Friday. I know. So that was not only just the 23rd day of school for the students. That was officially my 23rd day of teaching. Mm. So how is it going? It's going well. I'm excited about being able to bring what I have to the table, mm. My science backgrounds, my medical backgrounds. Mm. So the kids are very passionate about science. We do awesome. Science projects all the time. I get a lot of enthusiastic feedback from the kids. The parents seem happy. How am I doing at it? I don't know, but I love it. I love it, and the kids remember stuff. So,
oh, that's great.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm happy that I was able to feed something into the minds of mm. today's youth.
Awesome. Well, I think that means you're doing pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's what I hope. Yeah.
Well, I can't get over how smiley you get when you talk about it. I wish that we had a camera on your face to see how your cheeks get all scrunchy and you just, your shoulders go up and you're just so excited. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I love what I do right now.
That is awesome. Oh, it's just so good for everyone. What else do you want to say about being the one-room school teacher?
Well, I would like to say that it's just a really great experience, but it's not something that I'm doing alone. Alone, it's not my accomplishment. I've got a great team. Awesome. I've got a great co-teacher, Miss Kay. Mm. I don't know what I'd do without her. Mm. I've got the support from the board, from the entire ISD,
awesome.
Intermediate School District. I've got a huge team supporting me and pulling me up. I've got great people above me helping me up, and I've got great people to both my sides supporting me and cheering me on. And the parents, they have my back, and I just feel like this is a huge team and we need to work together to make it all happen.
Oh, very cool. So if you don't mind kind of going back, then before this all happened, you had to work all over this town to make it up here. Do you want to tell us what some of your other jobs were?
Sure. So I love to work on the Isle Royal Queen in the summer. I like to do that because I get to do a lot of physical stuff that makes me feel strong. So I do that. And I've worked at the general store. I've worked at the Mariner restaurant, and I've worked at the QAnon Mountain Lodge. I don't know if that's it. I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Cool. One thing you said was you like to be strong. I just, like, how many push-ups can you do?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
I'll do as many as I have to outdo my son. So,
oh, my gosh.
Lincoln
Is he 13?
He's 13.
Yeah.
And he just thinks he's the man. So I don't care if I have to rip a muscle off my shoulder blade, I will outdo him. So how many can I do? At least one more than Lincoln.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's amazing. I actually just did a little push-up contest with Essa and Brady the other day, and Essa did 20, and I was like, all right, I gotta do 20. Yep. And then Brayden did his with his butt, you know, just his butt's going up and down, and we counted enthusiastically. It's fun. Push-ups are fun, like a fun competitive thing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are some of your other aspirations for keeping your family up here?
Well, I love that this is a very safe place for children to grow up. And not only that, but they have 3,600... or 1,000, I'm not sure, acres of wild forest and shoreline to roam and be kids in and learn from. And there's not much of that left in the world. And it's just a great place for the kids to grow up. The schools in Michigan are top notch, I can say, compared to the other states we've lived in. Mm. So A+ for Michigan schools. But really, this is the only place they've ever really connected with other kids. They've built these bonds, and my aspirations for staying, again, it's the community, it's the sense of being valued, and it's the sense of value that my kids get from being here, too.
Nice. If you have time to get out, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, since I have 4 kids, I kind of forgot what my hobbies are, but I do love to just be in nature. I like to go for walks and hikes. I love being out on the water whenever I can, whenever it's not too cold. I'm pretty good at cross-country skiing, if I do say so myself. I just love being here, and whether that's doing my job or sitting on my back porch or walking along the beach, it doesn't matter. The day that I don't feel grateful to be here is the day that I need to find something else.
I would say amen to that, wherever someone is. That's so true. Wow. Do you have any wise words from your life experiences to share?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
I am full of wisdom.
Oh, yes.
Many pearls of wisdom. I guess the one thing that I like to tell the kids at school is life is going to throw stuff at you, and people are not always there for your best interests, and the world doesn't care how big or small you are. But no matter what, you can always take a lesson away from everybody you meet, even if all that is knowing how you don't want to be.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Amy.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, you're so cute and you're so happy in your cheetah print. Oh my gosh, I love it. And thank you, dear listener. Till next time, when something feels right in your heart, keep it going as long as you can, no matter how hard you have to work. And be good to yourself. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba do da da ba ba da da.